Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
Everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater on Tuesday, May 15th, Two Oceans 12. Since last I spoke, you listened. We screened a rough cut of my latest movie, the greatest movie ever rolled, hashtag GMER, GMER, at CineFamily in Los Angeles. And then, right after that, CineFamily didn't have anything booked for the evening. I was like, a movie theater is just going to sit empty for an evening? Let's fucking change this. So we did a last-minute emergency interruption of Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone. And it was fun. Just a lot of sweating. They should have come up with like a format where when you sit in the theater, they just splash you every once in a while with warm water. That'd be more exciting than 3D. About 20 minutes after Saturday's rental car episode, I came up with LeVar Burton was in Star Trek Generations with Patrick Stewart, who was in X-Men with Ian McKellen, who was in Lord of the Rings with Ian Holm, who's in Alien with John Hurt, who was in King Ralph with Peter O'Toole, who was in, wasn't even done yet, who was in Lion of Winter with Katharine Hepburn. So that was 6 degrees, hold the bacon. Oh, and Tom Hanks was in Great Buck Howard with Emily Blunt, who was in Dan in Real Life with Steve Carell. 2 degrees. Also thought of much later after the recording was done. From the corrections department in Rental Car Episode 13, the movie Graham was thinking of is called Where the Money Is. It's from 2000 and starred Linda Fiorentino, not Catherine Keener, or as Graham liked to refer to her, Kathleen Keener. And I've gone off a few times about Kevin Spacey going down on a lady in a pool in the movie Working Girl, but it is just a porn tape Kevin Spacey's character plays of some other dude going down on a lady in a pool. Glad we cleared that up. Be sure to check out episode 2 of Dining with Doug and Karen now or soon in the comedy podcast section of iTunes. It's the show where we chew your ears off. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. Watch the Avengers, not Dark Shadows. This has been Watch This, Not That. Why do I even have to... The prize bag's got a lot of great stuff in it. It's got several promotional items from a motion picture. I'll just give some away right now. You guys want one of those? And don't open it up, but I'll give it away. Would you like one, young lady? There you go. That guy was grabbing for it. Holy shit. Since you were so grabby, I'll give you a t-shirt. Don't show everybody what it says. And then, okay, we got three t-shirts, so I'm going to throw one over there. Boom. Front row Johnny. And I know his name's Johnny because his name tag says Peter. And then we've got a Weezer thing that we always have. Lots of Weezer stuff. We've got a t-shirt from one of the guests that'll give away who it is. Oh, these won't give away who this person is. We've got some sort of Nelly DVD. Celebrity Sweat with Nelly. And a book called The Compass, the improvisational theater that revolutionized American comedy. I think that The Compass was a predecessor of Second City. And then, from my days at the WB, this is a Gilmore Girls poster. These are two hot ladies. I don't want it. And I like that show, though. What's her name? Melissa McCarthy was on it as Sookie. The sticker that somebody gave me, it fell apart in the bag, and started sticking to something else. I'll just show half the room what it says. Yeah, it's a guy in the audience, very excited. Yeah. Oh, I like that guest. That's gonna be a good one. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Natalie Morales, Lennon Parham, Nick Thune, and Scott Aukerman. Guys, sit wherever you like. I prefer to have the person in the hat closest to me and then all the non-hatted people at a distance. I've always wanted to have the hat people nearby ever since I saw the Adjustment Bureau. Because hats are important.
You never know.
To go through time portals.
I misheard the title of Cat People, but that's why I went to see it. I thought it was Hat People. Hello.
You thought it was the movie version of Lidsville? Hat People? That's Scott Aukerman, everybody. Let's hear it for Scott. He came out.
Hello, America and all the ships at sea.
Super busy schedule. Comedy Bang Bang, Between Two Ferns, Earwolf. What can't you not do? I don't think that made sense. But you do a lot. Got a lot going on. What else is going on? What's going on with your IFC show?
Yeah, starts June 8th. I want everyone to watch it. Please... watch Reggie Watts and I. First episode has Zach Galifianakis, Will Forte, Andy Daly, Tom Lennon, Gillian Jacobs, myself, and Reggie Watts. So that's June 8th.
It's pronounced Gillian?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Good thing I hadn't met her yet. You would have stepped in that one.
You would have given her the
heart.
Think
of how much you'll impress her now.
She'll be impressed, you think?
Yeah.
Okay. That's Natalie Morales that just spoke. Hello. Not of the Today Show, Natalie Morales. Much better.
Thank you.
The Natalie Morales that is in Wall Street 2.
Briefly.
Yeah. Tom Haverford's girlfriend for several episodes on Parks and Rec.
A few of those.
Yes.
Whatever happened to that?
That's how I came to know you.
I don't know.
You just don't want to do it anymore?
Yeah, it's me. I made that decision. I was like, no more on this hit, amazing show.
I do that. I do that pre with every show.
Yeah. You guys reconciled in the parking lot after a big party.
We did. We had a little makeup.
And then what happened?
And then who knows? A new season of Parks and Rec coming to you next year.
Is Aziz a good kisser?
I don't want to talk about that.
That's a resounding no, right?
He's
if he
great.
Was a great kisser,
he likes video games and
he's great.
He's really good at kayaking.
So
have
sweet.
You seen that commercial?
Yeah, that's why doing? I made that. That'd be a crazy reference to pull out if I had seen that commercial.
Wait, did you know that he did a... He, oh.
That's Nick Thune trying to speak over there. And thank you for being here. You have a... your stuff that you contributed to the bag is a T-shirt for your show on
my face on
your
it.
Internet program, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's it called?
Nick's Big Show.
Nick's Big Show. So there's Nick's face on there, and they can watch it by going to nicksbigshow.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's watchable.
And you also included.
Not on iPhones though, because they don't have Flash yet. Sorry, take it down a notch.
What do you mean iPhones don't have Flash yet?
There's no Flash on iPhones.
They do have a Flash now.
Oh, Doug.
Hook, line, and sinker on one of our ends. I don't know which one.
Coming Thune bumper sticker that kind of fell apart in the bag, so good luck with that.
And those bumper stickers you can put on anyone's car. It doesn't have to be yours.
And one of my favorite album titles ever, Nick Thune's Thick Noon CD. I love Thick Noon because to me it sounds like a showdown at a fat camp.
That was a subtitle.
Thick Noon, yeah. And Lennon Parham is here, and she brought Nelly Parham. Not Parnam.
Whatever.
And and you
what's up?
I saw episodes 1-4 of Best Friends Forever. And my first question is, does NBC understand what forever means?
Absolutely.
And they do not, right? They don't know that word.
They canceled it. they straight canceled it. But
here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
June 1st.
Yeah.
Back to back episodes 5 and 6.
That's right.
Did you guys watch it and love it as much as I did? I can't watch shit with girls in it, and I thought it was hilarious.
I know, you're not a fan.
Even porn.
No, it was. But you guys could give each other different names and different jobs and go do another show somewhere. The two of you are so funny together. Jessica St. Clair, in case anybody doesn't know exactly who I'm speaking of.
Just make sure you have different jobs.
Yeah. The networks aren't going to fall for it if you show up and go, she's just been jilted and I have a husband. Because those are your jobs, right? Mm-hmm. What were your jobs on that show?
I had a boyfriend.
A boyfriend.
Yeah.
What job did you have?
In episode 5, you find out that I'm a dance teacher.
Really? That's awesome. I can't wait.
Well, I, if you watch the tag of episode 3, I did like...
There's some dancing.
Yeah, Sweaty Sundays is a class that I take here where a man who choreographed for RuPaul's Drag Race walks around and we all follow him. And it's pretty phenomenal. And so
where?
I sort of recreate... It's
I want to
in
go
Silver
to
Lake. Every Sunday at noon. There's also one on Wednesday nights at 8:30 called Wet Wednesdays. This is not a joke. It's the best workout I've ever done in my entire life. We go and we dance to Rihanna. There's a part where they say across the floor and you literally catwalk across the floor. That's all it is.
So people do that and a whole bunch of people get together and do that.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that alone this whole time.
You can come.
Yeah.
You should come.
All right, I will come.
I'm going to call you. You're going
to
come.
I would love to come.
Okay, great.
Do you look extra werewolfy because of the supermoon? Is that what happened?
Super Thune.
Next album title. Woo!
That's true. Super Thune. And the artwork is just a giant moon that's just your face. Just like, yes.
Coming out of the moon.
The Mac Tonight commercials.
I love it.
those commercials.
Everybody remembers those. Hey, Nick Thune, you were in Extract?
Yes.
I saw that.
Yes.
What did you do in there?
I was all over the front of it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Me and Hal Sparks have an amazing scene that before the credits. So I don't know if that means it's in
your
the movie.
Your pre-credits?
Not, yeah.
That might be why I didn't remember you in it. Because once the credits start, it's like new slate for me.
Bam, yeah.
That's when the movie begins. Well, that movie has the funniest bong rip in the history of movies.
Oh, yeah. So much smoke comes out of that.
Yeah. It was clearly a special effect, but I still fucking loved it. And, Natalie, then we got to talk about your movie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why you're here, because, you know, a publicist called
that's
to say,
the only reason
say your friend Natalie wants to be on your show. I was like, okay, I think I'll text her directly.
So.
I know, well, that would jump-started the whole idea of you being here. The movie's called 6 Month Rule, and it opens June 1st in New York and June 8th in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
And what job do you have in it?
an artist in it. Thank you very much. A position
fancy.
I am whatever often typecast in. Maybe it's because I wear hats. It's sort of a non-traditional rom-com, if you will. More of a rom-drom.
Oh, I don't know if I like the sound of that.
It's a guy basically that has all these rules.
Calm was
life.
Really my favorite part of a rom-com, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
well,
I don't even know what rom
stands for. There's a lot of calm, and it is brought by Dave Foley and Martin Starr, who you guys might know, mm-hmm. who I like very much.
All, both been getting
and
us
other
on the
people
show.
That
both
are kind
are
of
delight.
Funny. Yes. And it's about a guy who has all these rules about life, and one of them is that you can get over any girl in 6 months. Except for this guy.
Wait, you're pointing to yourself?
Yep.
You're the guy he
yeah,
can't
I guess
get over?
In podcast, they can't hear it pointing, but...
No, and also the guy part might have confused people.
Well, yeah. Me.
Like, oh, Scott Aukerman is the guy?
Me is who I'm talking about.
Who's she
about?
Pointing to?
He can't get over me, guys. Me.
It's a werewolf? Is it a...
Me.
Is it Super Thune?
It's Super Thune.
Super Thune.
Yeah, but it's funny.
Who
also.
Is this hard luck fellow?
His name is Blaine Weaver, and he wrote, directed, and starred in
the Yeah, he made his own movie, and he got Martin Starr and Dave Foley and Natalie Morales to be in it.
And I brought posters and t-shirts.
Yeah, and that's what... Oh, I still got to give away... Oh, no, I gave away all the posters and t-shirts. We got one each for the winner of the...
All right.
Whoever you guys play for when we play
the
Leonard Maltin game. But, yeah, so... And we want to be very clear, you're not the Natalie Morales who's on the Today
very
Show.
Very clear about that. Not on the Today Show.
How many tweets
Fuck.
Must you get a day
so
asking
many.
You if you're that?
So
like,
many.
And they can't look at the picture and go,
I know, or
totally
any
different
of my
girl.
Tweets. Like, do you think Natalie Morales, the other one, always tweets about cheese? Or
yeah,
like,
yeah. She's not going to use the C word as often as you do.
Exactly.
You should do it. You did... I did something to another Nick Thune. There was this kid, he's like a baseball player in South Dakota. He just got into college.
Oh,
and
fuck
he,
him.
And he plays baseball in college now, but he, like, whenever you search Nick Thune baseball, he came up, and it was frustrating to me. So I went and played in a softball game, and have a video of me running around the bases, and it says Nick Thune baseball home run. And now whenever you search Nick Thune baseball, that comes up.
That's terrible.
His dad is John Thune. He's a senator of South Dakota.
Well.
That little piece of shit. Yeah.
Well, what can I do? Can I host like a morning show?
I think you
got to
make a video
something?
Of you naked titled Today Show. But no chony nudity, like tasteful.
Yeah.
Tasteful nudity.
But you could keep your hat off.
Yeah. Oh, like in that movie.
I don't know how the song goes, but. What is the 6 month rule, though? I'm curious about that.
I just said it.
You did?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a movie, but what
no,
is
I
the rule?
I just said it.
But is it like.
You can get over any girl in 6 months.
But, okay, what about. I thought it was the. Not no, that's good. The cider house rules where you could get over not having cider for 6 months. Have you seen any movies lately? Thick Noon?
We actually had a similar experience. She went with Reggie Watts to see your movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I went with Reggie on Friday to see The Avengers at an 11:45 showing, and he gave me a pot cookie beforehand. Mm-hmm. Or something. And I fell asleep before the movie started. And it was a 3D movie, so I was like sleeping in these glasses. And I woke up 3 times scared shitless because of like car crashes or something. I was like, oh God! Oh, still in the movie. And so high. Back to sleep. Didn't see one thing. Didn't even know I
You're going to give it another chance someday, probably.
I tried to pretend like I didn't fall asleep afterwards when we were driving. I hadn't told Reggie yet. And he was like, what'd you think about Iron Man in there? And I was like, Iron Man was in there? I fell asleep.
Lennon, have you been to the cinemas of late?
I've seen, yeah.
And if I didn't say it earlier, everyone watched the whole hour-long Best Friends Forever on June 1st.
Yeah.
And NBC will go, God damn it, why did we, what were we thinking? And then they still won't change their minds about it.
I actually asked what we would need to get re-renewed after we were canceled. Like
right.
I asked my friends. And they said that we would need to get like a 4.0, which is a lot. It's like 16 million people or something.
Like
so
you're at the Super Bowl?
Was it high school?
Yeah, that should only be like 4 million people.
No. It's more than that.
I think they want you to go to 16.0.
Okay.
Yeah. Good luck.
But anyway, just watch it.
I like Luca. He's really funny.
Thanks.
He's really good.
He did your show the other day.
Yeah, he was
here. You can watch that online. Yeah. I've been watching documentaries. I saw one about Russian ballerinas.
What's it called?
Ballerina. And I saw one about that horse trainer that the Horse Whisperer was based on called Buck.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fucking nominal. And then I saw one about high school musicals in Southern Indiana called Guys and Divas. Not as good. And then I saw one called The Road to Broadway, about four Broadway productions.
Wicked was one of them, right?
Wicked, Taboo, Carolina Change, and... what?
Avenue Q.
Yeah.
That's nicely done.
It won the Tony that year, but Wicked is making, like, mad buku bucks.
Oh, yeah, Wicked's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Scott?
I saw The Avengers was the most recent movie I saw.
Do you want to weigh in with an opinion, or
I thought it was fairly okay. It was kind of ridiculous in the middle. The plot doesn't make any sense.
What did you think about Iron Man in it?
Wait, Iron Man was in that?
Yeah, cause I want to text Reggie whatever you say.
Now, are you one of those highfalutin moviegoers that stays awake through the whole thing, or did you?
Did
you nod off occasionally?
Speaking of The Avengers, my mother, after Captain America, she called me and she was like, "Oh, your dad and I saw Captain America the other day, and the actor really reminds me of you." I went, "Oh, that's so nice." She was all, "And then he turned into Captain America."
You're puny Chris Evans. He does remind me of you. I've already told you Noah Wiley also. But anyway, which is why I was disappointed when you weren't the star of John Carter. Natalie, what have you seen in the cinema? Or, you know, like Lennon was saying, in your home? Sure.
Well, last night with Reggie, I saw Paul, which I hadn't seen before, which I liked very much.
With Seth Rogen as an alien monster?
Yes, it was good. Mm-hmm. And then in the theater, I saw Cabin in the Woods recently. I have not seen
The
Avengers.
Don't say anything about it.
You've not seen it?
No, I've seen it, but that's what I say about it.
I shan't.
People shouldn't know anything about it.
I wouldn't.
Did you like it?
Till the end of time.
I did.
See, I thought that was a lot more fun than Avengers, personally.
Yeah, I liked both of them.
I saw that one, too. I thought it was better than the Avengers.
Yeah.
Which parts did you see?
I saw
which parts were you awake for? That'd be a brutal one to fall asleep on and totally miss the setup. You just wake up.
I fell asleep
with
that one part when they entered the thing. So
I
understand that wall.
All right.
But most recently, I saw the greatest movie ever rolled.
Oh, yeah. We showed a rough cut.
I did see that.
You were one of the
and
many.
And then just a little bit of, what was the name of that?
Esteemed guest.
Weird.
We did an interruption over the top, and you were too high to handle over the top.
The same thing that happened to Nick. Reggie gave me a little rum ball, an edible, and I was watching, I don't know, Sylvester Stallone's biceps sweating, and I couldn't handle it.
If Reggie Watts gives you something and says, "Eat this,"
it's too much.
Have half of it.
Yeah.
That is a life rule.
Well, it made your movie very enjoyable.
Oh, good.
Not that it wasn't enjoyable.
You're in the right headspace for it.
Not high, but
The top, the one that has the Kenny Loggins song in it.
They all do, don't they?
It was probably from about that time that it would have a Kenny Loggins
song. Meet me halfway.
I don't remember.
It's about like child custody and arm wrestling.
Meet me halfway.
Yeah, if he doesn't win the big arm wrestling match, he doesn't get to have his child that is his child.
That's the plot?
There's no mother, but he somehow, there's a fight for custody.
Now you see why it was too much.
And he drives a semi-truck, right?
I'm Robert Loggia, I want that kid.
That's like
when he loses it to Robert Loggia?
Well, he might.
I
don't want to give it away.
To the mom.
I don't want to say who wins the big wrestling match at the end.
Wait, but why doesn't the mom get the kid?
He does have an over-the-top move.
He just
he jazz hands it over the top.
Is that not illegal?
I don't know, but like I wish you didn't watch the whole thing because then we could have really.
It's the same thing they did in Guys and Divas. The same hand move
as what?
As Guys and Divas. Sorry.
Does anyone hunger for games?
Uh oh!
I know I always do. This is a game, new game. first called Fred Letter Day, threw that out. Then Alpha Doug, no thanks. Finally landed on, as suggested by at Bullfight on Acid. So the guy's already great at naming shit. This game is called ABCD's Nuts. And
yes. I hope that guy works for an ad agency or something. That's like Don Draper. No, it's more Peggy.
We'll start with Scott and go to Lennon, then Nick, and then Natalie. Actually, I'll jump in before you, Natalie, and I'll play one more time, but I think I'm too good at
before
this.
Before me?
Yeah, I'll go around this way, and then you'll get your turn. So you'll get a lot of time.
We'll
to
go
think.
Clockwise.
All right, good.
Yeah, I'm giving you time to
thank you.
Ramp up to
okay.
it.
Okay.
Because this is a speed game.
Whew.
When it's your turn, you get 3 seconds to give me the
all
answer.
All right, I'm going
to
do it.
I'll even force myself to just have 3 seconds.
Okay.
And so we'll start with Scott. Name any movie that begins with the letter A.
All About Eve.
Ooh, went deep. B, Lennon.
Basketball Diaries.
We did a quick version backstage, and that was the same movie she did, so... I like how you stick to your guns.
But I said it more intent.
Yeah, Nick, C.
Cloverfield.
Oh, nice. I like it. I
said that backstage too.
Yeah. It's D on me, Dog Day Afternoon. So
Eve's Bayou.
Eve's Bayou. I like that
yeah.
one. Hadn't thought of that. Yeah. Scott Aukerman gets the F.
For love of the game.
That's that baseball movie with Kevin Costner and Kelly Preston.
The
which
best ball
directed
movie.
directed by Sam Raimi. So there's a lot of...
I cried watching that movie 3 weeks ago.
Dangling from skyscrapers. Did you really?
Yeah.
Don't stall. Lennon, your letter is G.
Gunslinger.
Really?
Is that a movie?
I don't think so. You're out. Nick, you get G.
Oh, God.
Three, two, get, one.
Go!
Yeah, you did it!
I wasn't even saying a word. I was just screaming G something.
Yeah. It works.
If somebody finds out that Gunslinger is a movie.
Oh, it may have been.
What happened?
But I want you to know that it's a movie.
Do
That's the important thing.
Do I get that Nelly
thing.
Video back?
Yes. Okay. Whoever wins the Nelly video, be sure to give that back. All right, so H to me, and I say House. Yeah, the movie House, not the TV show. Natalie gets...
I am Legend.
Scott...
What am I, Jay?
Yeah.
Just One of the Guys.
Fair enough. Kick
am
ass.
Am I 100 years old?
He just gave me an answer.
Yeah.
Kick ass, I see. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. You could say,
oh,
you could
I
repeat
you were
that.
Saying kick ass at what he said, and I was going to steal it as my answer.
No. You could still steal it as your
kick
answer
because
I went out of turn.
Kick ass.
All right, Little Big Man.
Moonstruck.
Ooh, you're pretty good at this.
Never
I'm
been kissed.
No, we need a movie title, not a confession.
You son of a bitch, Doug! Why would you do that to me, one of your oldest friends?
You are pretty old. Most of my friends are still teenagers.
Hey, that went back on you.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Okay, hold
I
on.
Like
I'm doing calculations here, and it means I'm going to get Q, which sucks.
Well, you may not. Somebody may miss.
Okay.
So what did you do, Scott? What did just
never
happen?
I'm not going to say it again.
Never be kissed. Oh, for...
Damn it.
Nick, he's got 3 seconds.
Outsiders.
The Outsiders. I'm sorry, you're out.
Wait, the T doesn't...
No, it doesn't.
What?
Yeah.
This changes everything.
It does. It makes the T very easy when you get to it.
Yes.
But, yeah, so...
Now you have Q.
I'm going to say... I got O, so I'm going to say Out Cold.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Nice. Q
quick,
on Scott.
Quick change.
That's a Q. Yeah, yeah. What's after Q?
This is short.
Rear Window.
Schenectady, New York.
Schenectady, New York. I love it. I've never been confident pronouncing it, but
I didn't do it. I whispered it.
How's it pronounced?
Schenectady.
Yeah, it's different than the town.
Schenectady.
It's Schenectady.
Are you just shitting me? Is it actually?
No. It's different.
It's pronounced weird. It's Schenectady.
Because it's not the town's name.
It ends in Nosh. Yeah,
it's a condition in the brain.
Schenectady.
You sat through that movie too, didn't you?
It was terrible.
Oh. So you want to allow her pronunciation?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Killer.
Yulee's Gold. You're on V. Three.
Oh, shit.
Two.
One.
Varsity Blues!
W.
What about Bob?
Xanadu.
Oh, God.
No! Oh, wait. X. I was like, no, that's a Z.
Oh, God, I don't know this.
Why?
Oh,
why don't you know
thinking
it?
Z. Okay.
Yeah, because I was X,
that's
right?
That's right.
Xanadu.
Okay.
So you're Y, three.
You've got mail.
Z, three, two.
Zebra fuckers!
What?
Scott's
out. Scott's out. Zebra head. A.
That's you, right?
I just said zebra head.
Oh.
A.
Autumn.
I win again.
Boo.
I will always win that game.
The guy who created it.
God.
I didn't create it. I just live it.
That's like the man on the Monopoly cards crowing about winning second place in the beauty pageant.
He's pretty foxy. I don't know. I think I do pretty good at it, but you're right. I should probably just let other people play and not get involved.
That's like when I used to work at the Boys and Girls Club and would clean up at the foosball table for like 3 to 4 hours every day. It's not fair.
Especially around the supermoon.
Yeah.
You come on strong. Right? Because that's the thing that Teen Wolf and Teen Wolf 2 taught us is that werewolves are excellent athletes.
Yeah.
Like they really fucking, they're unstoppable.
See me play baseball.
I'd like to.
You mean online what do
I,
when we serve?
Where do I have to, what do I have to Google to see that?
YouTube Nick Thune baseball. You could even throw a teenager from South Dakota in there. It's still going to come up me. Because they're tag words I used. Oh.
Over the video, you should play the song that Jennifer Jason Leigh loses her virginity to in the dugout in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
What song? Just,
like subtle reference. I think it's She's Gotta Be Somebody's Baby or something like that. Let's pick who you guys are going to play for tonight in the Leonard Maltin game. We have name tags throughout the crowd. A lot of very creative ones.
See my guy.
And a baseball.
Are we going to go grab one?
And just go pick whoever you want to play for. Bring it back to your seat. Don't yell out the name of the shithead if they wrote a shithead on the back of it. Natalie chose very fast. Scott is really cruising around. Ooh, Lennon got the most horrifying, scariest name tag I've seen. Jordan's back in the mix. Of course you had to pick the baseball. All that talk about baseball, Jordan's sitting over there going, oh, I'm in tonight. Yeah, because Jordan's here all the time, and we've all signed it, and he'll want you to sign it as well when the show's over. So Nick is playing for Jordan, and Lennon is playing for, is it pronounced Seema? Okay, Seema, S-E-Y-M-A. And she brought a baby doll that is quite dirty and has dead eyes and no arms. So there's nothing about it that's upsetting me right now. It's one of the cutest name tags I've ever seen. Now, this is really disgusting.
I have the opposite.
Is that the Blu-ray for Milo and Otis?
Yeah.
It's the Laserdisc.
Laserdisc. Laserdisc, that's what I meant.
The Adventures of Danielle and Ryan.
Oh, okay. Just forget about Milo and Otis. Mm-hmm. And Natalie has...
That's what I was going to use for my tea if I would have gotten in the game.
Jurassic Park. So someone named Jiraz?
Jiraz.
Zach? Okay.
We'll just call him Jiraz from now on.
Jiraz Zach Park. Okay. Fair enough. And some they may have written their shitheads on the
back, not in the case of Jurassic Park, but so don't yell those out if they are on there. Jordan didn't write it on his baseball because it's signed by guests that he's cornered after the shows. He's like, sign this or I will throw it at you when you walk away. I will throw it at you hard at the back of your head. All right. How are we doing on time? We gotta keep a tight show. We gotta keep a tight show.
That's what you're known for.
Tight.
That's, yeah. Tight Show Benson, they call me. Yeah. But it's more of a reference to my anus.
Have you seen the show in Doug's anus?
Not the show, just the just how long the show lasts. I'm just saying, it's so tight that you can't even. There's no business. There's no business
show
there's
left
no to be procured. There.
There's nothing. There's no action.
Do you call going Jackson? To the bathroom a show?
Sometimes I call it a clearance event. I change it up. I have fun with myself because I'm alone all the time. And I just sit and invent games to play, and then I bring them here.
And then you win.
I'm not in this game, Lennon. This game is not mine to win. It's up to you guys. But we'll since Natalie is the newbie and the rest of you are oldbies, let's start with her. You get to pick a category, and then we'll just go straight across the table to Scott and Lennon and Nick. Okay. And let me pull up my Leonard Maltin app, and you get to pick from the following categories. Jack, some guy named Jack who came up to me in either Atlanta or Charlotte. I can't be sure. I think he was Charlotte. He suggested Leonard Part 6, and that's films based on the work of Elmore Leonard.
Not that one.
So, okay, well, he's got a good track record, that Elmer Leonard. So,
all right.
Bobcat Goldthwait was here last week, so I wanted, in honor of him, to do a category called Windy City Heat, which he directed and is very funny. But that category is movies with either Windy, City, or Heat in the title.
Oh.
And your third option is in theaters now, and that, of course, is films that are...
in theaters now.
Correct.
Got it.
Which one would you like?
I think I have to go with Windy City Heat, right?
Okay, sure.
That's the easiest.
Well, you get to pick between two different years. Would you like a movie with Windy City or Heat in the title from 1994 or 1995?
Let's do 5.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's a subtle distinction, but you're welcome. 3 stars from Leonard on a scale of bomb to 4 scars. Scars? He's scarring.
That's
movie
weird.
Makers
left
the
and right.
Thing rating.
Yeah, he gives every other movie no scars because that's the only movie that has scars.
Oh, I love it. Oh, there's tons of scars in this one.
He calls this movie provocative and 1995, and he also says that it is a marvel of production design. 3 stars, and it's a marvel.
Am I supposed to
dial it down?
Okay.
Pull it together, Leonard. And he names
get a hold of yourself.
6 names. It's a marvel. 3 stars. But it's just one specific thing he's calling a marvel, and that's the. Okay.
Did he say a marble?
No, just there's no marbles that I'm aware of.
Just a marvel.
Might be some marbles in it.
Okay.
6 names. How many names do you think you get it in?
Oh boy.
Natty M.
How I was quite young in 1995. I'm going to say...
Did you just say that you were quite young
I
in
sure
1995?
Did. Sure
you
did.
You could bid all 6 names if you wanted to.
Bitch.
It's a way to start out.
Whatever.
Oh.
Whatever.
I'm going to say...
I really hope Bitch Friends Forever gets picked up, though, to be honest with you, because the way you were so mean to each other.
I'm going to say 5, just to, you
5
know,
names, she
just
says,
to be cool.
Scott Aukerman.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that?
I'll say four names.
4 names?
4.
Lennon?
Name that movie.
Good call. Good call.
Hmm.
It's got Windy City or Heat in the title. 3 stars from Leonard. Provocative.
95.
And something about a marvel of production design. And your 4 names are Dominic Pinot.
Ah, Pinot.
Judith Vitid.
Oh, Jesus.
Marielle Mossi. and Daniel Emmafork. Yeah,
cool.
E-M-I-F-O-R-K, Emmafork. So name a movie with Windy City or Heat in the title from around that time, and you may have an answer.
All right.
Is Scott. It Faggot City?
First of all, for what it did for the gay movement, you know Leonard would give that 4 stars. He wouldn't pussyfoot around.
I apologize. I just heard those
to
names.
What? To cities? To cities all over the world?
the last two names are Joseph Lucien and Ron Perlman.
Oh, this is the City of Lost Children.
Children, very good. City of Lost Children. So, Lennon gets a point. Well done. Nicely played.
Oh, I was supposed to guess?
Strategy.
Oh, we got there? It wrong.
No, no, you were good.
Okay, that's right.
You did the right thing.
Mm. All right.
Yeah,
cool. So wait, it's not called Faggot City.
City of Lost Children. You know, could throw an AKA in there.
I'm reading between the lines on that one.
We'll start with you, Nick, and then we'll come right back at Lennon over there. You get to pick a category, Nick. Would you like...
out of the ones you've already said?
No, new categories. Yeah, I don't let people think ahead too much. Would you like... Probst Protocol, that's in honor of Jeff Probst, who I don't know and probably never will. Somebody suggested it, though. This is movies that take place in the wilderness. Mm. Wilderness survival movies, Probst Protocol.
What's the guy's name that does Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Probst.
Greg Proops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Greg Proops.
That's a good. I will do a Proops Protocol category.
Jeff Probst is the host of Survivor, right?
Yeah.
Probst, yeah.
Yes.
And then at A Balls 44, Balls spelled with a Z, of course.
Of course.
Suggested, yuck! And that is the entirety of Leonard Maltin's review of one particular film is yuck! Mm-hmm. Or
that sounds.
Does he
sounds
do that a lot or here. Something?
Huh?
Does he do that a lot or
just the one time? And this is that movie.
You have to guess which one that movie is.
And then at Tempest Fugitive suggested natal attraction, and that's as far as I can remember. That's movies that involve some sort of birth.
Oh, not NATO attraction. Okay.
Mm-mm. Yeah, natal.
I'm going to go
So what do you think? You like Probst Protocol or yuck?
Probst.
Okay. Yep.
And I already know what you're going to say.
Yeah, you should have picked the natal one because you're in it. Okay, the... the year... the year is 2010. Two stars from...
Oh, I would have totally got it. Okay.
No, this is a different one now.
Oh. Okay. The year's 2010.
Yeah. Two stars from Leonard Maltin. And the movie is about a group. And it is the lead actor makes a surprisingly effective action hero. I'll give you one more just for fun. Filmed mostly in Hawaii. Yeah. Absolutely worthless clue because it is about the wilderness.
What year was it?
Yeah, what year was it?
2010.
Oh.
And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 names. How many names do you think you get it in, Nick Thune?
I think I can get it in 2 names.
2 names, he says.
Jesus Christ.
I like this. I like where this is headed because now Lennon probably has no choice other than to say,
name that movie.
That's right. And if you fail to name this movie, she will be the winner.
Oh, man.
So this is very, I'm very excited about this. And I apologize in advance because I don't think I'll be pronouncing these names correctly.
Oh, then I'm not going to get the answer.
Oh. You had another movie in mind?
Yeah.
2 stars, 2010. It's about a group, and it's the lead actor makes a surprisingly effective action hero, filmed mostly in Hawaii, and your 2 names are Maharesha Zaza Zizazaza Ali.
Mm-hmm. That guy's great.
And let me try it again. Maharzala Hashbazali.
That makes,
that was probably better.
Yeah.
And Luis Ozawa Chan Chien. Those are your two names.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
From 2010.
Mixoon.
Which is my year. 2010.
Wilderness.
You were young in 2010, right?
I was young back
then.
Very young. Yeah.
Quite young back then.
Young at heart.
You want to make a guess?
No. I do want to make a guess.
You just want to walk away?
No, I do want to make a guess.
Throw the ball back to Jordan. You're not going to win.
Okay. I'll throw the ball back. It's too late for me to lose, right?
What?
That was a trick question.
What's your answer?
I was going to say that movie with...
So you'd already be wrong, even if you were right.
And I don't even know the name of the movie.
You can't just describe the movie.
Or the actors.
That one where they were in the wilderness.
With the avalanche.
Oh, the wilderness avalanche.
I'm going to go with the movie The Avalanche.
I don't even recall. Have they ever done Survivor in a snow situation or filmed snow scenes in Hawaii?
It's the wilderness.
Yeah, that's true.
I've been in snow in Hawaii before.
All right, so the rest of the names are Danny Trejo, Lawrence Fishburne, Oleg Targanov, Walton Goggins, Alice Braga, Topher Grace, Adrian Brody is the action hero, and the movie is called Predators.
I knew it.
Oh,
Scott knew it. He should have bragged it out.
You know that?
So congratulations, Lennon's our winner!
That mean you won everything?
Weird, dead, armless baby gets the prizes. I'm so glad that won, because hopefully we'll never see it again. Because it's really scary. That's like right out of City of the Lost Children. There you go. Do you want your baby back? Okay, she wants her baby back too.
Baby back, baby back. She wants her?
She didn't have a shithead on there. All right, let's quickly collect our shitheads. Jordan, get up here. Is there a shithead on the back of the Milo and Otis thing? No?
Nope.
What's that do? Nothing? Okay. Okay, cool.
He's right behind you, isn't he?
Oh, everybody's up here. Wow, this is a kind of a crowd scene.
Bum Rush, Doug Benson, everyone!
I'm uncomfortable right now. Do you guys have anything to plug? Nick, you want to plug anything?
When does this come out?
Friday.
I'll be in Nashville on Friday and Saturday. And Sunday at Zany's.
Oh, nice. I'm going to be at Zany's a couple weeks later.
What if you said the same nights?
We'd be double booked, and we'd have to fight.
Shirtless.
Lennon wants you to watch June 1st.
On June 1st.
Yeah,
there's a pretty phenomenal Save BFF campaign happening on Twitter.
That's nice.
So if you want to tweet about it, get it trending.
Why don't we start a kill off their rockers campaign? Go the other way with it. Why don't they campaign to get rid of shows? That's the way it should work. Scott Aukerman?
Comedy Bang Bang TV show, please watch June 8th.
IFC.
And every week after that. Yes, IFC.
IFC it.
IFC it. If you're here in the audience, come to Comedy Bang Bang right after this, and there might be something interesting going on.
Oh. Weird. Why is there... Okay. Sorry, Natalie.
It's all right.
6-month rule, June 1st, New York.
June 8th.
June 8th
other cities around the United States coming
all over
soon.
The place.
But if you're going to do something, stay home on June 8th and watch my show.
Right.
And then see your movie.
If you would have let me, I was going to say I also promote your show.
I will
but
not.
But you did not let me. And now you just look selfish.
So now she takes it back.
What about the people that are going to be so overwhelmed that they can't do either?
Well, you should also watch Lennon's show on June 1st.
I'm actually going to DVR and watch that on June 8th.
Yeah.
My show?
Yeah. Rewatch it. I'm going to watch it live.
You're a real piece of work.
I've got lots of stand-up shows and Douglas Movies tapings coming up on the road this summer. And if it's just a stand-up show, keep in mind that the Leonard Maltin game will be played with you, the audience members. And you can go to douglasmovies.com for all the info on all of my dates that I know about so far. And thank you again to my guests. Let's hear it for Nick Thune and Lennon Parham. Yeah. Scott Aukerman, Natalie Morales. And as always, Alexander Skarsgård is a shithead. South Dakota Nick Thune is a shithead. And one of the most vague and yet specific at the same time, that lady from the line is a shithead.
showing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his